So it was all.
Covering half my fist.
Amy's our real, the man of the hour, so got that.
All of the things.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank Dylan, we're talking about that, I think we were in a conversation about, I'm on the campus housing advocacy.
Yeah, you should have just drove by Victor.
Unlock.
Yeah.
You already hit record. Good morning, everybody. Well, welcome to the November 14th, 2025 election canvas. We are down one commissioner, but there's enough of us here. Jamie, I'll turn it over to you. This is your show to walk us through for a bit.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for being here. You have the results, the unofficial results right now. There really isn't a close race. Probably the closest race is the school board race, which I think is 73 votes. And so I don't anticipate that the provisionals will have an impact on that. We had an okay turnout. The turnout looked a lot like it has over the past three cycles, almost exactly about 20,000 voters. In our auditing, there was no manifest errors, and our 1110 hand audit, which actually audited almost 5% of the ballots, was approved by the Secretary of State's office, so we're cleared to do that. So I have one thing I need to ask for you that I haven't had to do in a while. We have three provisional ballots that the supervising judge actually took the information and sealed it in the envelope, and technically by law, I can't open those unless you tell me that I can. So if you will approve opening these envelopes, we'll take it into the staff and the staff can work those provisionals and we'll have the results by, I mean, as far as whether they're a count or no count. We have no idea what they are because the information's inside.
Okay.
So I need a motion to open those three provisionals.
This is Commissioner Reed. I move to direct election staff to open the final three provisional ballots.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. They will do that, and hopefully by the time we...
Jamie, I'm bringing back in one more time.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully by the time we get the provisionals, we will be there. So, okay. We have the precinct abstract. So let's start with the precinct abstract. So one other thing that you'll see as we go through this, every 4 years we run what are called drainage district elections. They're very unique election districts that are in the floodplains, largely North Lawrence, Grant Township. There's one that's kind of east, kind of like if you think about Pendleton Farms, Shockies, so forth. And then there's one south, kind of the Walker Reserve drainage area. It's a unique election in that you have to own land in the drainage district to vote, but you don't have to be a registered voter to vote. So we're basically running two separate elections at the same time. It gets really interesting because it's based off the tax record roll. So let's say a husband and wife own land and one of them is on the roll and one is not. One gets to vote in the drainage district, the other one does not. Renters do not, so that gets interesting in North Lawrence. So you'll see as we go through where it says paper poll book signatures, there'll be a lot of paper poll book signatures. Those are the drainage district elections. So because of that, we're really balancing the number of ballots to the number of signatures. So it's not necessarily a number of voters, because you'll see in North Lawrence, it looks like they have double the number of voters, and that's because of the drainage district election. Drainage district is always very interesting. I'm glad it's only every 4 years. All right, so on precinct one, we had 186 ballots with 12 provisionals, 186 signatures with 12 provisional signatures. Precincts 2, 3, and 7, 442 ballots, 12 provisionals, 442 and 12. 4, 5, and 42, 368 and 11, 368 and 11. Precinct 11, 154 ballots, 3 provisionals, 154 signatures and 2 provisional signatures. One provisional voter did not sign the provisional book, but we did verify that there are 3 envelopes. 12, 23, and 24, 461 and 12, 461 and 12. 6 and 13, 465 and 6, 465 and 6. 14 and 17, 457 and 15, 456 and 1 drainage book district signature, which gives us 457 and 15. 10 and 15, 259 and 5, 259 and 5. 9 and 21, 227 and 5, 227 and 5. 16 and 46, 436 and 19, 436 and 19. 18 and 48, 674 and 14, 674 and 13. Again, we had one provisional voter who did not sign the book. We did verify there are 14 envelopes. 19, 278 and 5, 278 and 5. 20 and 71, 576 and 11, 576 and 11. 22 and 76, 164 and 5. We had 144 e-poll book signatures. We had 20 drainage district and 5 for a total of 169 voters. 32 and 30, 145 and 8, 144, 1 drainage district, and 8 provisionals. 29, 116 and 3, 116 and 3. 31, 24 and 6, 244 and 6, 242, 2 drainage district and 6. 27, 28, 304 and 5, 304 and 5. 26 and 33, 344 and 2, 344 and 2. 34, 175 and 1, 175 and 1. 35, 188 and 5, 188 and 5. 36, 37, 38 and 77, 574 and 7, 574 and 7. 38B and 65, 61 and 4, 61 and 4. 39, 223 and 6, 223 and 6. 8, 25 and 40, 314 and 10, 314 and 9. We had one provisional voter who did not sign the book. Their envelope was confirmed. 41, 686 ballots and 7 provisionals. 396 voters on the e-poll book, 294 the drainage district, 7 provisionals. So that's a total of 693 ballots cast and 693 signatures. 43 and 70, 35 and 355 and 3, 355 and 3. 44 and 64, 257 and 5, 251, 6 drainage district. 45 and 49, 625 and 8, 625 and 8. 47, 136 and 6, 136 and 6. 50 and 54, 639 and 9, 639 and 9. 51, 65, no provisionals. 52, 173, 9 provisional envelopes, 171, 2 drainage district, and only 3 signatures. 6 provisional voters did not sign the book. They forgot to use the book until later that day. We verified that there are 9 provisional voters. 53, 313 and 8, 313 and 8, 55, 60 and 2, 39, 21 drainage district and 2 for a total of 62 ballots and 62 signatures. 56, 146 and 3, 146 and 3, 57, 58, 215 and 3, 215 and 3, 59, and no provisionals. 60 and 62, 534 and 12, for 546, 61, 286 and 1, 286 and 1, for 287, 63 and 68, and no provisionals, 66 and 69, 120 and 5, 114 with 6 drainage district, 5 provisionals for 125, 67, 78 and 1, 78 and 1 for 79, and 74, 346 and 8, 346 and 8 for 354.
So Jamie, nobody signed the paper poll book for any reason other than the drainage district?
Correct.
We used to have folks that just didn't want to sign electronic.
Yeah, we didn't, they were all drainage district, yeah. You usually see that more in like a presidential. Okay, so next, we have our advanced report. So balancing always gets interesting with drainage districts, even in advance, so it challenges the advanced board and so forth, because you've got, people will send out back 2 ballots. So when you're balancing your envelopes in your ballots, you also have to include your drainage district, so.
Does each ballot get an envelope, so if people got it?
No.
Okay, so it would be 2 ballots?
Right.
2 an envelope for?
Right, yeah. So normally what we do is we balance the envelopes to the ballots and to the signatures, and we, so then we have to figure out how many drainage districts there are, so that's why they're separate. So we had 2, in person, we had 2,033, 25 of those received a drainage district ballot, so you have 25 extra ballots. And that's 283 is what we received, and we have 25 provisionals, not the drainage district, but 25 provisionals. So 2,058 is what we processed on election night. Ballots requested 9,072, we received back 6,088. 122 of those had an extra ballot, which is drainage, so 6,210 ballots is what we received back. 82 provisionals, so we counted 6,128 on election night. So the total through the scanners was 8,186 by the end of that Friday. And we have 107 that are considered provisional for advance. I included on the bottom part, I just want to throw this out there, I don't know if you know, the 3-day grace period law has been revoked. So starting in January 1, we can't count anything we received after Tuesday. And I think you've heard me talk about, and if you've noticed, we don't get mail on Tuesday, right? I think we had, what, 45 on election day? We received 925 in the 3 days afterwards, largely on Wednesday, all of them postmarked well before 11/4. So next year, with that law, those 925 will not be part of this canvas. And so I'm trying to share that out there, because that's a pretty significant chunk. If you look at 20,000 voters, 925's a pretty good statistical chunk of voters. And I will tell you, a large part of them had been postmarked from the week before. We really struggled with the post office on this election. We're really lucky that we invested in our tracking system, because the Kansas City Post Office was sending ballots to various cities with no real explanation why, and we could see why, we could see that they were there, and we asked for them back. So we spent a lot of time getting our ballots back. Other counties probably didn't know that, because they don't have that system, so I'm glad we have our system, so. We'll keep kind of talking about that, I don't know if it'll have any type of movement on the legislature. We received 28 in those 3 days that were postmarked after 11/4, and 24 with no postmark. And then 30 of them we received back as undeliverable.
And not having a postmark, that would be an issue with the post office, not with the voters or...
Right, right. So the way the post office has explained it to us now, the postmark is supposed to cancel a stamp, and since a lot of people don't use stamps, they're moving away from postmarks. And so they're not necessarily required to postmark things. Mm-hmm. So we tell voters, you can ask for a hand postmark. So when you drop it off at the post office, you can ask and they'll put a hand postmark on it. And so we tell voters to do that. So, yeah.
It's a big education campaign.
It is. You know, the post office just does not operate in the same way that it used to. So, yeah.
Two, change of address count. One, not registered, no count. Recommend no count.
Okay. So, as you just heard, Election Day change of address will add to, which would be 74, they were change of address count. And one of those three was a not registered election day, so that would be 15. So that would change your number. 270 is what we recommend to count. 119 would be a no count, and then we no longer have recommendation. Okay, so for provisionals, 78 of those are change of address that we recommend to count. 9 are change of name. 10, poll worker or clerical error. 106, advance not returned. I think that's largely because of people receiving them so late. We were telling them not to put them in the mail to get them back to us, but to take them to a polling place. So we have a pretty large amount that were returned. I'm actually pretty happy. I think we ended up at about 66% return rate, and that's pretty good. I was kind of worried about the return rate. 10 people brought in their ID after they voted and either had an expired ID or didn't have an ID. 9 people, we were able to verify their signatures, so their signature didn't match. We contacted them and they came in to verify their signature. 44 were wrong precinct, full count. And 2 were wrong precinct, partial count. So that would be that they maybe live in Baldwin and voted in Lawrence or something like that. So that's 270 for recommended to count out of 389.
And Jamie, that change of address number, when you did the total, you said 78, but you meant 80?
Yes, right. 74, 80, right. And then, so on this, not registered would be 15 plus 1 is 16. We had 16 who were not registered at all. 19 either had an expired ID or didn't have an ID, and we contacted them. They did not get us an ID by 9 o'clock this morning. 3 people advance returned, and I always talk about that's not that they were trying to vote twice. If they say to us, this because they were on election day, I mailed it 2 days ago. I don't know if you're going to get it. We say go to your polling place, vote provisional. If we receive it, then we won't count your provisional. You know, it's kind of your fail safe. So those were 3 people that we said go, and we did receive their ballot. So that's not that they were trying to vote twice. 13 were registered in another county. So this one that's change of address. Eudora, so this was a voter who lives out in the county in Eudora and attempted to register to vote at a commercial address that does not have a residence on it. I think in an attempt to vote in the Eudora city races. But you can't, I put in there 25-2305A, you can't register at a place that does not have a residence. So you can't just choose a commercial address or something. And so that is a recommend not to count because there's nowhere for that individual to reside at that commercial address. So, 9 people, the signature, either there was, you know, no match. 24, we already talked about this. 24, we received with no postmark. 28, we received with a postmark after 11-4. And then 6 had no advance signatures. So with that addition of 1, that'd be 119. And then we already changed the no recommendations. Any questions on the provisionals? Like I said, well, I mean, this is countywide. I don't think the provisionals would really impact that race that's 70 away. I mean, as we see, one person may gain a vote, the other person gains a vote. So it's not like, you know, but, so I need a motion to accept the provisionals.
Does Commissioner Reed move to accept the provisional ballot report?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Signatures on that one.
Oh, we're just signing this.
Talk about is the write-in report. If you would like to see all the write-ins, they're here. Hours of work on the write-ins. I know if you remember, there is a new law that for first-class cities, you have to file an affidavit for us to consider a write-in. So we did not tabulate any write-ins for the city of Lawrence because there were no affidavits, but we did tabulate for everything else. So the the full thing is here, and it is largely just ones and twos, right? But on the Walker versus Haskell Eudora Drainage District, no one filed. And so these three individuals who are actually the current directors, William Mears, Pete Wimby, and Dwight Purvis, received the most number of votes. So by accepting this write-in, they will be elected to the Walker versus Haskell Eudora Drainage District. Lecompton City Council, I just included this one. The two people that filed got more votes than the write-in. Owen Maloney actually kind of ran a write-in campaign and received 25 votes, but the person, 74 and 44. So he didn't win, but I did want to include it on the report because it's a little more than the ones and twos. So I do need a motion to accept the write-in report.
This is Gene Dorsey. I move the write-in report be accepted.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
With that, that is everything from this election. It was a good election, unless I have not heard that there's supposed to be any type of special elections, so we will have the August of next year and November of next year. Both of those will be pretty big elections. And then, just for your information, I didn't know if you'd noticed, there were 2 special questions on this election. The Perry Lecompton's Library District did get approved. Won an overwhelming majority both in Jefferson County and here. So they will be going through the process to create a library district. And then the 450 Shawnee Heights bond election, which is part of the western part of Douglas County, also got approved. With the combination of Shawnee and us. Any questions?
No.
Okay. So we need a motion to accept the election results as presented.
This Commissioner Reed moved to approve all election results as presented this morning.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, staff and election workers. appreciate your dedication. Time after time, we'll see you again in some months.